This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Refugees stuck in place, countries banned, and airport actions everywhere. I use Facebook, but I don't trust it. Nonetheless, I have to say, it was valuable yesterday, and as shocked and humiliated as I was, along with all Americans who love their country and its ideals, by President Trump's banning orders, I was proud of my friends. There was a moment when I could scroll down my timeline and see my friends protesting at airports from Chicago to Atlanta to San Francisco to Washington, New York City to Boston, even a little one in New Orleans. There were videos of rallies in action, so even though I was coming out of Acorn's annual year-end, year-begin meeting, I felt like I was there at least by proxy. In New York City, 10,000 made the schlep to JFK Airport within hours of social media blowing up over the Trump edict. A second rally at Battery Park with a great view of Ellis Island drew 20,000 in less than 10 hours of posts, texts, and tweets. A new watchword in the age of Trump will have to be stay flexible and ready to move on a moment's notice to keep them from storming the gates. I also love the fact that I was finding out that there was a quick response boycott of the ride-sharing service Uber that has bullied its way into cities all around the world, displacing taxi workers everywhere. Not for something they did exactly, but for something they did not do. Lyft, their ride-sharing competitor, pledged $1 million to the ACLU in support of their work fighting the ban and winning court orders in four different jurisdictions around the country, while Uber was silent. I'm not sure that Lyft is all that much different than Uber, really, except that it allows the drivers to be tipped, but hey, any port in a storm. Airbnb made a pledge to provide housing to any refugees that needed it, though I'm not sure there was anything more than a press release involved in that. Starbucks said it would hire something like 10,000 refugees over the coming 5 years, but given the turnover of baristas and the number of their employees, I bet they already do that. But hey, I don't want to quibble. At least they're sending the messages to our foot soldiers that they don't go for this mess, joining the Catholic Church, veterans groups, slews of mainstream politicians, and others. The message so far seems to be that protest works, at least a little, and that's good. The Trump team is confused. They don't seem to understand the important distinction between having power and being able to govern. Yes, they now have the power to create mayhem and bring their chaos and crazy to the country and the world. No, that is not the same as governing, especially where there are laws, courts, other elected officials, and a free and vocal population. Verified reports indicate that they were briefing the former general, who is now head of Homeland Security, at the same time his staff, listening to the call, was watching Trump on television signing the order. Regardless of the breach of our beliefs, values, and the foundations of our country, we pay taxes for something better than a Mickey Mouse operation where one arm has no idea what the other arm is doing and the mouth seems completely disconnected from a mind. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.